Guru Jai. Prems Kaho, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Dvaita Gadara, Sasriko, Trinda, Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna, Gopa Gopinath, Chamakund, Radhakund, Giri Govardhan, Jai. Vrindavan Dham, Jai. Navadvip Dham, Jai. Gangamai, Jai. Yamunamai, Jai. Bhakti Devi, Jai. Tulsi Maharani, Jai. Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda, Jai. All glories to the Asimu devotees. All glories to the Asimu devotees. Thank you very much. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to the Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Shri Bhutle Smare Chavara Kaswam Tramne Namacharya Padaya Nita Kripanane Gokta Nandana Kakakam Tane Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Shri Bhutle Smare Bhakti Venanta Swami Nita Namale Namaste Sarasatreva Gauravani Bicharne Nirvishesh Unyari Bastare Stane Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Okay. Srila Prabhupada, he is the founder and acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And we're reading today from chapter 11, the Universal Form, text number 14. Please repeat. Tataha saha vishmaya avishtaha Rishtaroma Dananjayaha Pranamya Sirasa Devam Grita Anjali Abhasata Tatasa Vismaya Vishto Rishtaroma Dananjaya Pranamya sirasa devam Kritanjali rabhasata Tatasa vishmaya vishto Rishtaroma dananjaya Pranamya sirasa devam Kritanjali rabhasata Tatasa vishmaya vishto Rishtaroma dananjaya Pranamya shirasha devam Kritanjali rabhashata Tatasa vismaya vishto Rishtaroma dananjaya Pranamya shirasha devam Kritanjali rabhashata Tatasa vismaya vishto Rishtaroma dananjaya Pranamya shirasa devam Kritanjali rabhashata Tatasa vishmaya vishto Vishtaroma dananjaya Pranamya shirasa devam Kritanjali rabhashata Please repeat. Tataha, thereafter. Saha, he. Vismaya avishtaha. Being overwhelmed with wonder. Rishtaroma. With his bodily hair standing on end. due to his great ecstasy. Dhananjaya Arjuna Pranamya, offering obeisances. Shirasa, with the head. Devam, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krita Anjali, with folded hands. Abhashata, begin to speak. Translation. Then, bewildered and astonished, his hair standing on end, Arjuna bowed his head to offer obeisances and with folded hands began to pray to the Supreme Lord. Purport. Once the divine vision is revealed, the relationship between Krishna and Arjuna changes immediately. Before, Krishna and Arjuna had a relationship based on friendship. But here, after the revelation, Arjuna is offering obeisances with great respect and with folded hands he is praying to Krishna. He's praising the universal form. Thus, Arjuna's relationship becomes one of wonder rather than friendship. Great devotees see Krishna as the reservoir of all relationships. In the scriptures, there are 12 basic kinds of relationships mentioned, and all of them are present in Krishna. It is said that he is the ocean of all the relationship exchanged between two living entities, between the gods, or between the Supreme Lord and his devotees. Here, Arjuna was inspired by the relationship of wonder, and in that wonder, although he was by nature very sober, calm, and quiet, he became ecstatic. His hair stood up, and he began to offer his obeisances unto the Supreme Lord with folded hands. He was not, of course, afraid. He was affected by the wonders of the Supreme Lord. The immediate context is wonder. His natural loving friendship was overwhelmed by wonder, and thus he reacted in this way. Om Agyana Timarandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistang Stapitang Yena Bhutale Swayang Rupa Kadama Yang Dadati Svapadantikang Vandehang Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamalang Sri Gurun Vaishnavangscha Sri Rupang Sagrajatam Sagana Ranganatang Vitang Tang Sajivang Sadvaitang Savadutam Parijana Saitang Krishna Chaitanya Devang Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitangscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Brindavanishvari Vrishabhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanshakalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Ghora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tatasa Vismaya Vishto Rishtaruma Dhananjaya Pranamya Sirasa Devang Kritanjali Ravashata. So, it's finished. Universal form finished. End of the universal form. Now Arjuna starts to pray. We have nectar of devotion. So that is one of the most, actually it's one of the most important books, because it teaches us what devotional service is. And it also teaches us about these 12 kinds of relationships. The first five you probably know. Is neutrality, like animals and trees. Then you have servitorship and friendship. Then parental relationship, and then conjugal, like between lovers. And then you have seven different ones. Well, wonder is one. I forgot. Then you have chivalry, like Bhishma Dev, isn't chivalry. And I think you have ghastliness. There's four more. Anybody want to have a guess? Should know that, huh? It's important. 12 rasas. So, chivalry, wonder, and ghastliness. Oh, you have humor. Humor, like laughing. Sometimes the devotee starts to laugh, and like that you reciprocate with Krishna. I don't know if you can, anybody can think of an example, devotee laughing with Krishna, like one lila in Krishna book where devotee is laughing. There's a few, I just forgot. Anyway, but sometimes the devotee has to laugh, either with Krishna or about Krishna, or sometimes the devotees laugh to the devotee, that the devotee does something. And on other devotee, and other devotees laugh. So it's all within that. Anyway, so yeah, we should have that book. There should be at least one copy. I thought that we had it. Also, Nectar of Instruction. Is listed? Oh, you mean that particular version or in every Bhagavad Gita? Oh, yeah, in the introduction, Prabhupada mentions it, I think. Yeah, that's true, I forgot. Anyway, that doesn't mean we shouldn't have the book. We should have the book. You know? And because it's, like I said, it's a very underestimated book in ISKCON. We never lecture from it, practically. We should actually lecture from it. Prabhupada lectured on it a few times. It's just that we need to listen to the basic knowledge, Bhagavad Gita. The main thing about Bhagavad Gita is you're not the body and you have to surrender to Krishna. And it explains who is Krishna, like today, that Krishna is God. It's not just some king from 5,000 years ago who had, you know, 16,108 wives and unlimited girlfriends. He's God. So that is the main points that Bhagavad Gita explains. I mean, Bhagavad Gita says, you know, time and material nature. These things are also there. But those three things are, I think, most important. You're not the body. Surrender to Krishna. Actually, surrender to Krishna is even more important than you're not the body. Because even if you don't understand that you're not the body, doesn't matter. Just surrender to Krishna, everything will be fine. So, but it's better if you know who is surrendering. You know? It's not your body that is surrendering. It's the soul that needs to surrender. And then it's also nice if you know who you surrender to. I mean, it's good if you surrender to the right person, even if you don't know who that person is. As long as it's the right person, it's good. Still, it's better if you know who the person is. So, you know, it's also good to know that Krishna is God and he's transcendental and like that. So, yeah, and that book, it also lists all these offenses. You know, seva aparad. Like, I was in Vrindavan and I hurt my foot. And Ayendra said, is it your left or your right foot? And I said, oh, my right foot. He said, oh, that is seva aparad. Left foot is Vaishnava aparad. I don't know if it's true. The left side is from the heart, you see? Like we offer obeisances with the left side. To Prabhupada also, we offer obeisances to the left side. Prabhupada instructed us if we go to India, generally, there are some temples also in Holland, then you pay obeisances to the right side with the demigods. If you go to Durga or Brahma, you pay obeisances with the right side. You can pay obeisances, it's nothing wrong, but you do it with the right side. You keep the left for Krishna and the spiritual master, your heart. So it's like that. It's not full surrender. The full surrender is to God. Otherwise it's not proper. The understanding also is that the deity actually gets embarrassed. The Vaishnav, Brahma is Vaishnav, Lord Shiva is Vaishnav, Durga, she is Vaishnav. So the deity, like Tulsi Devi, we close the curtains because she gets embarrassed. You see, she doesn't want to be worshipped in the presence of Lord Krishna. That's why we close the curtains. You see? Krishna, he would like to see, but he also doesn't want to embarrass Tulsi Devi. Because she feels that, oh, I shouldn't be worshipped when Krishna is there. So it's the devotee that feels embarrassed. Lord Shiva thinks like, why this devotee is fully surrendered? He should surrender to Krishna. You know? It's like, You might also experience it in your own life, like maybe there's some Swami standing next to you and some person is bringing the ghee lamp and he doesn't know and he gives it to you and you're like, no, you should give the Maharaj first. You feel, it's not good. So that is the sentiment, But these things, all these technical things about bowing down with the left side and, so many things. I don't want to get into it because it's very... I don't know. I don't think so. I'm not sure. Yeah, here you mean? Yeah, I don't know about that. That's why I didn't want to get into it, because it's very personal and you always get in trouble. I must say that I I don't think it's... I think it's one of those things, It's one of those things from, the past. The past that we, I think, like to forget sometimes, or most of the time. Because, many bad things happened, I think this is one of those things that are still left from the past. Because I'm watching also this following Srila Prabhupada, and we just saw this morning. You saw the video this morning? Sophie Shaka was sitting right next to Prabhupada, right? Prabhupada was asking, Sophie Shaka, you know Vishaka, right? She's the mother of Hari Priya. You know Hari Priya? Huh? Yes, that was her. That was her. Yeah, I recognized her voice. She said, what did she say? Without a doubt, she said, right? You remember? Well, left side or right side, my point is that she was sitting close by to Prabhupada. Generally, the lady sitting in the back, right? That's my point. She was sitting right next to Prabhupada. She was sitting on the side, that's true, because... some is good, especially in India. Still, she was sitting right up front. So Yamuna was explaining that in those days she was in Bombay. It was only 2 weeks, she said, but it was such a wonderful time. She said that she said there were like we were like God brothers and God sisters, and Prabhupada was our father, and the ladies would chant in front, and sometimes they would chant in the middle. Like on the Harinam. So, and you see those videos, in the old days, and that is more mixed, So if I'm honest, I don't think it's good actually to pray your raisins with the right side. But it's just, I don't want to criticize here the management because things are set up like that. And it's like a whole thing, And it's been like that for years. These things have to come. At least we're talking about it now. The management don't listen to these lectures anyway, I hope, unless they're dressing the deities. So, gradually these things can change. I don't think it's you can say, it's not practical, Prabhu. This is killing everything. It's not practical, That's what all the karmis are saying, We have no time. This Hare Krishna is not practical, You cannot have any sex. You cannot, not only sex within the marriage and like that, No drugs. So I said, this is unpractical. Impossible, this Lord, what was his name? Some big English Lord, was a nice man, very knowledgeable, and he appreciated Srila Prabhupada. He could see this is a sadhu, he could see this is a holy man. He appreciated. Then he said, can I also become a Brahmin? Because he's thinking, I can tell my friends I'm also a Brahmin. I think it was something like that. I mean, it was some genuine, also some feeling. He had some feeling for Prabhupada and for the whole culture. And then Prabhupada told him, yes, no problem, you can become Brahmin. You just have to give up, illicit sex, no intoxication. And then he said, impossible. So it's another word for impractical, impossible, impractical. It's just a matter of organizing it, you know. Ladies can just bow down there also, no? But ladies are just, like that, and they're naturally humble, so they just go on that side. Anyway, it's something we can think about it, but don't, my advice is just take it easy, because these things are all, like I said, we're trying to forget the past, and it just kind of brings up the whole past, and it's not yet, in Holland we say, het is nog niet verwerkt, you know, I don't know how you say that in English, you know, it's not really worked out yet, you know, the past, so many things happened. Not really worked out yet, so you have to take things slow. That's my personal, and it's better to just concentrate on the good things, you know, like for instance chanting Hare Krishna, or like yourself making nice prasadam, you know. If we concentrate on these things, then these other, it's kind of a detail, you know, they will change. It's not that it's not important, I'm not saying it's not important, but you know, taking prasadam and chanting Hare Krishna, especially japa, these are really important, you know. So if we focus on that, then these smaller things, gradually they will also change. Also because we develop love, you know. And once we develop love for the devotees, then automatically these things will change. Because you develop genuine love, then you think like, this is not good, this is ridiculous. You know, why should they pay with the right side and we with the left? This is not good. We have to change. But you need to be uncovered. Chaito dharpana marjanam. It needs to be uncovered more. It's a gradual process. And it's a, because we're thinking gradual process. I'm chanting 60 years like that. So it's just one generation. You know, we have here, I don't want to say any names, but there's so many so-called gurukulis. It's just first generation, you know. So their parents were still eating meat. You see, they, for the first generation, have not eaten meat. You see, so their children, this will be interesting. You see, and then the children of those children, then it becomes really interesting. Because this meat eating, it's very, very destructive. Changes the whole body. It's very bad. So then you understand what I'm saying with a gradual process. Well, we like when I joined, like let's say 10 years ago, they said we don't have any grandmothers in the movement. So now we have some grandmothers. Like your grandmother, no, not yet. But we have, for instance, Mother Ishani. She has one son. I don't know if his children, but she's like a grandmother. You know, and you have a few ladies like that. You know, like Mother Rupa Manjari. You know, she's like a grandmother. So this is important. It's a part of a culture. So similarly, we have these gurukulis, and that it needs a few more generations. Like that also is a gradual process, and then these things will also change. You see, so we shouldn't be impatient about these things. That is my, you know, it's better to just focus on the good, positive things, like chanting, and what we're doing now, you know, coming to class. Huh? Well, I met a grandson of Mother what's her name? Urmila? Yeah, so he has one grandson. Yeah. He was here. You remember that man? Was a nice boy, no? So he's very special. He's very intelligent. He's very, very determined boy. So that is because her children never ate meat. You see? Yeah. So there you have it already. It's coming up now. You see? So, but they are a very minority because many gurukulis they didn't do so good. You see? They also smoked and. I don't know what else, you know, illicit sex, like that. So that's what I'm saying. Generally, you shouldn't talk about these things during class, actually. But because we don't have so much this istagosti, because that is another topic that devotees don't like to talk about it, actually. I used to call it istagosti. Like, it's such a bad You say this word is called connotation. Just the memory of the word, it gives a bad feeling. Because generally, in my time, this is the Gausis was always screaming and shouting, you know. You don't do this good, you know. It's like a whole. So there's basically, in most temples that I know of now, no more is the Gausis. We don't talk about it. Because it's just traumatized. So we just want to just go on for now. And gradually, I think these things will change. Anyway, and maybe that's also the reason why we don't study this book. Because that's what I was trying to explain, is that, I'll try and speak a little bit about this relationship, but I want to just mention how important the book is, because it's got all these rules and regulations. And, seva apparat, because this is all these details, it leads to Vaishnava apparat. And we all know that Vaishnava apparat, it is the end of the world almost. I mean, it's not the end of the world, because you just have to keep chanting, even if you commit Vaishnava apparat. Because like sometimes you can commit Vaishnava apparat, Vaishnava apparat is Sanskrit. You insult a devotee, you know. You hurt a devotee, either physically or mentally. And sometimes the devotee either leaves to another country or leaves the body. So then you have to pray to Krishna. I have to pray to Krishna for forgiveness. Like I also had it, and I went to the samadhi of the person, you know, and I apologized. So that, and I felt really good after that, because I was very angry with the person, and I apologized, and I felt much better. So my point is, you just keep chanting, even if you commit Vaishnava apparat, but. Yeah, it's important to study it because what happens if you commit seva apparat, then the Vaishnava, the devotee might say, you shouldn't do like that. And then maybe you didn't sleep enough or you didn't have enough prasadam, and then you're like, who are you to tell me? And then there you go. Then you have a whole fight. So therefore, this book is very important. It's very important. And actually, we're just talking about Gurukulis. Generally, they know all these things. They know it kind of, you know. But also there is also, they can also know more. So this book, Nectar of Devotion, it needs to be studied more. I was actually thinking of maybe doing one class a week, you know, but the Bhagavad Gita program, it's still very fragile, so I didn't want to mention it, but because I just wanted to keep going, you know, steady Bhagavad Gita class. I don't want to change too much. But at least in the future, we should try to have one day a week. Or have another class that would even be better, but you know, we're all busy, so generally that doesn't work. So maybe one day a week we can have Nectar of Devotion. It's just a thought. But maybe not, maybe now is still too early. But you can at least think about it, study it yourself, this book, and definitely some homework. You should know the 12 rasas. You know the 5 rasas, right? Friendship, conjugal, parental, neutral, servitorship. That you know, no? So there's 7 more, and that you also have to know. And one of them is wonder. Arjuna, he was struck with wonder. So his main rasa is Sakya ras, like Hanuman, friendship. Just due to this universal form, he just got struck with wonder. So the wonder, these things are all explained in Nectar of Devotion, that these different rasas. And it's also very interesting, like for psychologists, because it's all about devotion and bhakti and you know, spiritual ecstasies. Still, many of these things, they apply also in the material world. Only then it's perverted. It's perverted reflections of these original rasas. The thing is, it comes from the spiritual world, all these relationships that we have with different people. And here in the material world, it becomes perverted. Like you can go to a movie and, oh, wonder, you know. Yet that is perverted, you see. Then this is real. This is wonder for the spiritual or universal form. So so those things are explained, that there's different rasas. So there's friendship, and now Arjuna, the wonder takes over. So it's kind of a mixed. It's friendship and then wonder. So here's explained in the purport that the wonder, it took over. So although Arjuna's main relationship with Krishna is friendship, in this particular instance, due to the, you know, kind of explosion of you know, Sanjaya is saying, if hundreds of thousands of suns were to rise at once in the sky, their radiance might resemble the effulgence of the Supreme Person in that universal form. So Arjuna was almost literally blasted away, you know. So he was just struck with wonder. So his whole kind of friendship rasa, his friendship relationship, it was just blown out of the water, as they say in America. And he was just struck with wonder. And yeah, one last thing I wanted to say, and then I'll ask if there's one or two questions. This is very interesting what it says here. Arjuna's relationship becomes one of wonder rather than friendship. So then I discussed, great devotees see Krishna as the reservoir of all relationships. In the scriptures, there are 12 basic kinds of relationship mentioned, and all of them are present in Krishna. It is said that he is the ocean of all the relationship exchange between two living entities, between the gods or between the Supreme Lord and his devotees. So that last thing, I think it refers to other expansions like Vishnu expansions and Ram. So Krishna is the ultimate, you know, of all the relationships. It's just full. Like with Ram, it's all very official. He's the king. He's got one wife. He's very staunch. With Krishna, it's unlimited. That's what I explained yesterday. You had these sages in Ramlila, and they wanted to have a relationship with Ram. And he said, it's not possible now. You have to come back in Dwapara Yuga. So then they came back, and then they could have their relationship with Krishna. So with Krishna, it's totally unlimited. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. So, yeah, that we have to understand that Krishna is just completely unlimited. Here says, Prabhupada says, the ocean of all relationships. Ocean is basically unlimited. Yeah, so this is interesting. That's the last point. Just to stress this thing about wonder. He says he was struck, he was inspired. Prabhupada says it's very important how Prabhupada formulates things. Inspired by the relationship of wonder. And in that wonder, although he was by nature very sober, calm, and quiet, he became ecstatic. His hair stood up and he began to offer his obeisances. Prabhupada says he was not afraid, he was affected by the wonders of the Supreme Lord. And this is all explained in the Nectar of Devotion. He says the immediate contact is wonder. His natural loving friendship was overwhelmed by wonder, and thus he reacted in that way. So that's how it's explained. And all these different, you know, like you can have friendship and humor, friendship and ghastliness. There's all these mixed, and that is explained in the Nectar of Devotion. So is there any question or comment? Okay, so homework, Hare Krishna. Oh, thank you. You want to speak in the mic? So our web, okay, I will repeat it later then. Downstairs. Right. Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much. So, just to repeat it, I think it's important. So, what you were saying, that the history is that in the beginning, let's say 70s, 80s, the ladies and the men, they were chanting together, like japa. And then some of the ladies bumped into the men, and then they started to separate it. So, you know, I think there's many reasons to reconsider this. We're much more experienced now, you know. Many, many devotees there, many, many years in the movement. So, it's interesting. Okay, we'll have to stop there. Thank you very much. You can think about it. Discuss more. Thank you very much for that comment. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna.